And so at some point, there'll be a settling. And whether now or in a few moments from now, there might possibly even begin to be a shifting as the color of comfort begins to occur. Perhaps it could be very interesting to become aware of the turn of breath, just noticing breathing and becoming aware of it. And as some sort of shifting begins happening in just right timing, eyelids might seem a little heavier. And again, at some point, there may be a closing. Not sure when that takes place. It could be now or later. It's what seems right for you. And with noticing the breathing in just the right ways, there is a sense to be taking three big, deep breaths when it feels right. Like three big, deep breaths sort of signals that there is a different space and time beginning to take place. And because eventually, as an imagination door opens, the color of comfort begins to show itself and become known to you. And with the closing of the eyelids and the normal, natural rhythm of breathing happening, like waves coming in and going out, breathing in and breathing out in a slow, steady rhythm. And with those natural, normal breaths coming in and going out, those thoughts that have been rolling around now sort of get drifted right out of the mind. Just as though the breeze could flow by and move those thoughts from one side of your mind to the other and then out. Like watching clouds passing by in the sky, going to clear space. And so just simply breathing now. Nothing to do right now. Just breathe. Nothing to figure out. Just simply breathing. And with these gentle things to notice, there is a sense of the no time express. That there is no time like this time. And since time is not toxic, this time right now doesn't really matter. It only matters for the express purpose of drifting away and leaving it all behind, just letting go. As the thought, though, right now of getting up might, you know, sort of seem counterintuitive, kind of impossible, like getting up and going might just seem kind of silly, like in slow motion, pushing against the wind on a sandy beach. Who would want to move at all? In fact, moving at all just seems kind of against nature. Well, this color of comfort that's here, seemingly seems to be happening all around and all through. Of course, if it's moving, that's an indication there could be movement as well on your part, like a shift or a scratch, shift of the arm, turn of the head. But really, that's kind of it, isn't it? Because really moving at all right now just seems like, no, don't want to go there. Just want to be quiet. And that the deepest center place within is beginning to get even more peaceful within right now. Because, well, that deep within place that's more peaceful has heard that now is the time to not move much at all. And so why do it when we can just be this comfortable all around and all through? And to allow the idea of the color of comfort and peacefulness flowing together all around and all through is kind of interesting. Like together, the color of comfort and peacefulness is a combined something that can move all around and all through you. Comfort and peacefulness. So from toes to heels, to ankles, calves, a sense of the color of comfort might even begin to be imagined. All around and all through, as a deeper inner calm is beginning to form now. As you even allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper. From hips to the midsection to solar plexus, the color of comfort continues, and a deeper sense of comfort all around, with a warm and nurturing sensation flowing up through the chest, all around and all through, more color of comfort, and more calm. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. So that when release is beginning to happen, whenever that is, it may have already started. Or perhaps now. Or even in a few moments from now. And when that does occur, a big relief, like a big bag of stuff just dropped off your shoulders, letting go now, just letting go. Each breath taking you deeper. And the color of comfort continues now, flowing through the arms, hands, and fingers, releasing. Drifting deeper as your breath deepens in a slow, steady rhythm. For comfort and peacefulness are flowing along together, all around and all through. Across the back and down again, the color of comfort continues. And then all the way down the backside to feet again. And the comfort and the peacefulness again, all around and all through. So that in a few moments, not yet, I'll tell you when, but in a few moments, when we take one more big deep breath in and release, we're going to go even deeper. And so now the color of comfort and peacefulness begins swirling around together, all together, and at the base of the neck, up over the back of the head, all around the crown area, down over your forehead, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now with one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in, now's the time to take it and release. We do become twice as comfortable as you already are. And just allowing the silence and stillness so that at the deepest center place within, just allowing being in that stillness where there's nothing to do, nothing to figure out, simply being peaceful and at center. And just simply as it comes in the waves, as it comes in the breeze, as it comes in the color of comfort movement, as it comes in the breath, something does come through, and in the stillness, there is that something within that knows. And it's giving the important message of the day right now, which it may be known for you at this time, or known a little later from now, or known in a conscious, outer awake life moment, or even in a dream at night. But it will be known in just right timing. For this is some guidance or a message that's been wanted and needed and given. And so listening with the heart and hearing in the mind, what is important for you to know allows for this message to absolutely in just right timing to be received and allowed as it is assimilated, digested, and becoming a part of the whole being. And with that, knowing that you have that connection within, you might find yourself at the top of your symbolic staircase now, feeling much more at ease within mind and body, for the soothing color of comfort is all around and all through. And there's a sense of knowing that the inner guidance mechanism is providing you with some knowing, and that all negatives have already been neutralized and released. And right now there is a clear mind that you can more easily and effortlessly see, sense, and feel your image at the top of symbolic staircase as we reinforce it in its healthy, radiantly healthy status. And that knowing that the color of comfort may be strengthening in certain areas, as though you have a color patch that brings relief to whatever area of the body needs it most. And so it just helps to make everything so much easier right now as we prepare to deepen and strengthen this comforting, this soothing color, this image of your radiantly healthy self. Everything seems actually a lot more doable. And so every step down reinforces all of these ideas with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Drifting deeper now. And as the door of your imagination opens a little wider, you begin to get a sense of walking a path, knowing that you always have a wise and loving something you can call upon if you need or want to. And you probably have your crystal that represents your inner strength somewhere around with you. So walking the path today, which leads into the forest, you begin to notice everything with any or all of your senses. For this is a beautiful day for a walk. And you take a deep breath of the refreshing air and have a sense of all those senses heightening. And you begin to notice where you are and remember about it as though you might like to tell a friend about it later. And on this beautiful day, the path that you're on begins to zigzag deeper into the forest, where you've never been. The wind whispers through the treetops, and those treetops moving back and forth with the sway of the wind just caressing those branches. And suddenly you take a sharp turn to the right, and there it is. A crystal clear rushing stream. Now the waters of this stream are pristine, fed by a very special healing spring. The stone here has wide bands of pure gold running through it. And you see that you have come to the place where the ever-flowing stream forms a pool in the golden rock. Now it's completely secluded. You've sort of found yourself all of a sudden surrounded by beautiful foliage as this stream now flows through this pool, continuously renewing it with pure, sparkling water. It glows with glints of gold. And you test the temperature of that water. It's very important. And you find it to be, very bubbly warm. Just the right temperature. Just the right temperature for you. In a pool just the right size for you. It seems you've found the hidden healing pool. And so just nearby, you're noticing a little cabana where you can change into the just right bathing suit. And around the corner from that is an interesting other something, a fountain of some sort. But as you get into healing pool clothes and leave the cabana, bring those white fluffy towels with you, you get into the warm, bubbly, healing water of the pool and lie down. Everything is pure and comfortable here. Your head rests upon a special cushion. And with a deep, comforting breath, you look at the surrounding area and you take it all in, for it seems to be yours. And you notice how you feel now to be here in the hidden healing pool. And you allow the warmth and the bubbles and the luxuriant experience to just warm you and do its good work for you, the kind of thing it's meant to do, and nothing more. Just allowing those healing waters to bubble and flow and comfort you. And in this process, just downstream of the pool, you see a raft tied to a stone. And this raft is there for the sole purpose of being able to receive any negative feelings, emotions, thoughts of any kind. And as any or all your negative thoughts or emotions or feelings just sort of lift right up out of you and travel through the air over to that raft, it's as though in some way by being in that healing pool, the energy of it just pulls and draws up anything you no longer need or want. It flows through the air and lands on that raft. So you become free and clear. You reach over and you untie the rope when you feel as though you've emptied out. And untying the rope of that raft releases the raft. And the raft carries all of that, any remaining negative thought, feeling of any kind, away. And downstream they go. And you watch that raft float away. Far, far, far away. Until you no longer see the raft. And you are now floating in this very special pool of warmth. It's known as the hidden healing pool. And you're reminded that you've heard about it. You've heard tell of it. People have spoken about it. And you just happened upon it. And here you are, floating in this pool with only positive energy. A refreshing breeze comes by. And you get a sense of the word healing is carved into the golden rock. And you are buoyant, distinctly lighter. And you fill your hands and bring water to your face. And even in its warmth, the water is refreshing. Sunlight beams through the forest leaves, and it reflects on the golden rock. And you can direct that light to any further discomfort you might be aware of. And just take some time here to help yourself release any remaining discomfort of any kind from your body, from your mind, as though that reflected light from the golden rock can do its good work for you in the way that it's meant to do. And when you feel ready to come up and out, you pull those white fluffy towels all around you and you step out of the healing pool. Very comfortable, cozy towels wrapped around, and you make your way to the cabana. And you continue to towel down, and there freshly laid out in the cabana is a whole brand new outfit for you, like a brand new set of clothes, just right to your taste. And you dress. You towel down and then you dress in a way that allows you to feel quite comfortable after such an experience with the hidden healing pool. And when you come out of the cabana and you pass by that fountain, you circle around by it, you begin to notice more about this now. And there's a little circular fence with a small gate that you pass through to get to the fountain. But just as you do, there is the friendly gatekeeper to the fountain who's right there saying, "It's fine for you to pass through, but if there's anything more that you need to release or give up or let go of, that would be your entrance fully and completely to this fountain. So there's something that you discard and give to the guardian." And now as you come through the gate, it's just a beautiful fountain, sort of lifted up in the circular, sort of small clearing. It's adjacent to your healing pool, but it's as though you're in a separate space now. And as you get closer, you come up and see that the fountain is bubbling pure, sparkling spring water, and a sign says, "Welcome." And this fountain flows with the rejuvenating elixir of life, water. And so you notice all there is to notice about the fountain. You're aware you felt drawn to come here. And on a ledge placed just for you is a brand new cup with your name engraved on it. And you know these are healing waters, and you fill the cup and you drink. You drink the refreshing healing water. And what are those waters like? Perhaps a kind of energizing healing force spreads throughout and all around. You can drink as much as you want. And those waters are continuously renewed from a pristine, ever-flowing spring. And the drinking from this elixir of life fountain is ever energizing and provides a sort of wondrous sensation all through you. And at some point, you're noticing some beautiful, comfortable places to recline and sit. Something you hadn't noticed before, somewhere between the fountain and the hidden healing pool. As though there are places for you to simply stretch out and rest before you get back to your journey. Having had the refreshing experience of a very warmth and sort of somehow in a way loving experience in the hidden healing pool. And now having experienced the elixir of life waters. Suddenly feeling very calm and comfortable and peaceful now. You stretch out on one of the more comfortable availables, where you just comfortably, calmly drift. And in this drifting experience, reinforce the goodness of this hidden healing pool. Elixir of life. And so appreciating all these images as they surely appreciate you for the wonders of your imagination are truly great and available. So that even in conscious outer awake life, you could from time to time, if needed, remember about the hidden healing pool and the elixir of life. And bring the thought to your whole body mind that comfort is yours. From the soothing color of comfort to the healing pool, to the elixir of life, there are images that can provide great peacefulness for you. even in your conscious outer awake life. It comes to pass in a positive way for you, just as this has been a positive focusing, which can only bring about positive results. And knowing that, that is how your mind-body responds now, positively. And so as the images fade, the strength of what has come for you today and the importance of it stays with you as we reinforce it all at zero. As we begin to come up and out now, you bring back the good, the positive, and the true of this experience now at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, and alert.